new documents show New South Wales Premier Chris Minns was warned legislation restricting protest and redefining hate speech might alienate communities and dilute compliance. Mr. Minns received the advice in a briefing note from New South Wales Cabinet Office National Security Executive Director Alexandra Capels a little more than a week after the Bondi attack in December. Accusations of police brutality followed when officers clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters and manhandled a group of Muslims praying during the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Mr. Minns says he still believes his government has gotten the balance right.
We made the right decision. Now, governments have to make calls. Of course, we would accept advice from stakeholder groups, government lawyers, senior officials, but we have to make the decisions. And ultimately, I don't think there's been enough that's been put into some of the advice governments have gotten over the years about how people can feel unsafe in their own community, particularly days after the worst terrorism event that the country's ever had. And I have to take that into consideration.